You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Hey, I'm very well, Eusebius. You had a good weekend? Well, apart from all the news, you don't get a chance to take a break.
What a time to be alive, you must be thinking this morning, eh?
Oh, no, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday, he's quite a senior guy in the legal fraternity, and I was saying that, you know, would you have thought 10 days ago that if I'd said to you that there would be this happening in Zimbabwe right now, nobody would have believed you, you know?
You know, that's so true. 10 days ago, if you said to anyone, do you think
Mugabe
10 days from now Bob will be on the verge of resigning? No, dude. And then 24 hours ago, if you ask someone, do you think by tomorrow he will still be in? Nah, he's going to resign tonight.
Exactly.
Like, it's a topsy-turvy world.
It's incredible. It's quite absolutely extraordinary what's going on.
Now, listen, we've got three meaty stories today. All three of them fascinate me. And the first one about South Africa's latest entertainment platform, I'm not usually very jingoistic, but I feel very strongly about how we always think about Africa as a net importer of innovation and technologies. Mm. And here we have something that's homegrown competing in a saturated market.
Well, absolutely. And the latest is from a product called black.co.za. Cell C are the guys that are behind it. And it all comes on the heels of all of these companies like the likes of Showmax, the likes of Netflix. A lot of people moving into this digital space where they're streaming a lot of the content. So what Black have done is they've said, okay, let's combine a bit of both. Let's take what the best of Netflix or Showmax, and let's take what Apple TV has, and let's take some live TV and put a bouquet of products together that our viewers will potentially want to buy and watch. But what they are doing that's very different is they're kind of fragmenting it, and they're giving you the opportunity to watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it. So unlike DSTV, for example, and DSTV now have got different, you know, levels of bouquets that they offer you, but what these guys are saying is that if you want to watch just Liverpool football on the weekend, you can pay $25 and you can watch that channel the whole weekend. So they've been very smart. They've gone up and signed contracts with the likes of Liverpool TV, Barcelona TV. So that's where it's all going. You know, it's all, you know, breaking up, and you're going to be allowed to buy standalone products. So you don't have to buy the entire bouquet if you just want to watch Bloomberg or if you just want to watch CNN, for example. You want to watch it, you can pay $10-$15
And the other cool thing about it is that they understand that we have short attention spans. We like to multitask.
Exactly.
I still want to be able to fiddle around with my social platforms while doing so.
Exactly. And this is a very cool thing. So on the Bloomberg app, which I was watching via that little box that you have over there, which is another one of the products. So Black comes in the form of an app for Android or iPhone, or you can buy one of these Black boxes from a Cell C store. They've got stores around the country. You can find them out online that plugs and turns your television into this massive entertainment center. So what it does is, let's say you, for example, watching the BBC or you're watching Bloomberg News, for example, it taps into their social feed. So if you can imagine you're watching the actual television program, and on the side you can look at the tweets that have been tweeted, and you can scroll down as you're watching what you're watching and look at stories that are further back, which is quite nice. If you think about it, the interactivity of it is pretty cool. You can do the same with a Facebook feed, for example. So I really like that feature about it, and it's been very cleverly designed. The other great feature they've got on is that they've got movies. So you can actually rent a movie, you can buy a movie, and they've got the very latest movies. So I'm looking at the latest ones that they've got at the moment. They've got Fast and Furious 8, for example. They've got Cars. Fast and Furious 8 will cost you R35 to rent, and I think you've got something like 72 hours to watch it. So this is all done via streaming, Eusebius. So bear in mind that if you're a Cell C customer, they've got special packages which you need to decipher and work out, that you get X amount of data for free a month. But, you know, these movies, you know, if you watch a movie on HD, for example, like Fast and Furious, you can chew up a gig of data watching that movie. So it's really aimed at the end of the day with people who have high speed internet usage, but also for mobile phones, they give you and you can buy the data relatively cheaply to watch the content you want to watch. So I think that it does offer a bit of everything for everyone, and they've customized the data to try and, you know, get all the different segments in the market. It's a very clever product. I think that if they have the right content, they're going to do well. They've got fantastic news channels, for example, which I love watching. And they've got some international news stories that I, you know, international news websites and channels that I don't know about that look very interesting to me. And they've also signed an international agreement with Fox. Fox News, Fox Series. I mean, Fox News is the one that Trump is always featured on. But Fox Entertainment per se have got great content, and they spend a lot of money on a lot of series. So they've got all those channels available as well. So I think Black is a really neat package, and I think that they're going to do well. The prices are competitive. And I think that allows you to watch what you want when you want to watch it.
Our second story is very cool. I mean, you have now for a long time, Aki, been talking about the amazing improvements in healthcare as a result of innovation. And I'm chuckling a little bit because soon you will have to tell your grandkids how you used to go to Clicks and you bought one of those little holders that say Monday to Friday to make sure that you don't skip taking your medication.
Yes.
Now technology might solve that problem with other efficiency gains as well.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you look at where the elderly are, if you look at, you know, dementia and various illnesses like schizophrenia, for example, where, you can't always look after the elderly and say, have you taken your medications? Because we all forget, and I even forget sometimes.
Just the elderly. That was my only beef with the way they're targeting this. I think the consumer market here for this product's going to be broader. Anyone with chronic medication, sometimes you get to 11 o'clock and you have high blood pressure and you might be 35 years old.
No, exactly.
And you think, geez, did I pop one this morning or not? Shall I take the risk of taking another one?
Or your cholesterol tablets, you know, whatever it is. But this is where it's going. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a drug in the U.S. that you basically swallow, and it's called Abilify MySight. And this particular tablet has sensors inside, so it's an ingestible sensor, and it basically records the medication that you take. Now, if you, for example, forget to take your medication, this little sensor that sits inside your body sends a message to a wearable patch that you wear on your shoulder, wherever it might be. You know, it can be hidden away. You're not going to see it. The patch then transmits the information to your phone to say, hey, Eusebius, you've forgotten to take your medication today.
Hmm.
Or you can even send that information to
your physician,
a family member or a physician to say, you know, you need to take that information. So you're starting to see the kind of metrics that we started to gather. And these tablets are also available, but they're not, you know, approved by the FDA, that they actually monitor the reaction that your body has when you are taking drugs. Mm. So they're able to even modify and improve the drugs based on the reaction that it has to different people according to the different conditions. So this is the world that we're living in. It's becoming so digital that even today's tablets, there are tablets that we swallow that are monitoring what we're swallowing.
I just think that's absolutely amazing.
It's absolutely crazy.
I feel sorry for the transportation sector. Hey? I mean, first, we haven't yet fully dealt with the disruptive technology of Uber. Comes along Elon Musk, and now truckers may be in trouble.
Well, Elon Musk last week added an electric truck to his arsenal of taking over the world. And this has the potential to really disrupt the truck industry. So he announced that they're launching an electric truck. So, you know, you've got the Teslas, you've got the electric vehicles. These electric trucks that he announced have a range of about 800 kilometers, and they can accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in literally 20 seconds. And that's with a full load. So I don't think that's the aim, but they're basically showing off that, you know, this truck has got incredible acceleration.
Hmm.
But they look so futuristic. So he's taken and he's saying this truck industry is ripe for disruption. There's diesel. They're emitting bad stuff into the air. This industry has been left behind like 30, 40 years, and it's time for a change. In the same way the change is happening in the motoring industry, Elon Musk's Tesla, he's saying that we are going to do the same in the trucking industry. And he's got the technology. He's already got the know-how because he's already built the basis for this disruption in their cars. So they're now just taking it to a bigger platform, and they're doing it with electric trucks. The fact that they have a range of 800 kilometers is pretty significant. And here's Elon Musk talking about the disruption that he's going to cause in the trucking industry.
But what does a 500-mile range mean? And by the way, it's 500 miles at maximum weight at highway speed. So you're doing like 60 miles an hour. That's a worst-case scenario. But what it means is that because the vast majority of routes under 250 miles, it means that you can go to your destination and back. Even if your destination has no charging, you can go there and back without recharging. Now, how do we achieve this? One of the ways we do this is we design the Tesla truck to be like a bullet. So whereas a normal diesel truck is designed more like a barn wall, this is a bullet. The bottom of the truck is also completely flat, so the air can flow straight through. These are things that you don't see on any other trucks, and it gives us incredible highway range. It's one of the key factors. We also have four independent motors. So there's the motor on each of the rear wheels, and an independent front suspension, so it's incredibly comfortable to drive this truck. Reliability is incredibly important. We're putting massive attention into making this truck incredibly reliable. And that's why we are guaranteeing that this truck will not break down for 1,000,000 miles. We are guaranteeing it won't break down for 1,000,000 miles because it has four independent motors. You can lose two of those four motors and the truck will still keep going.
You gotta love the tech nerds, eh? It won't break down for 1,000,000 miles. Woo!
But it is a woo moment because you see this, it's 1.6 million kilometers. Now you tell me, okay, trucks do longer distance, they're designed to do that, but that's a hell of a claim to make and a guarantee to put out there that this truck is not going to break in 1.6 million kilometers.
No, I do not take that. Yeah, I mean, I take that very seriously. Like, wow, if you take, for example, in South Africa, in our economy, the role that trucking plays in getting some of the coal from coal mines to power stations and back, they are dirtier, they kill people.
Exactly.
And they're expensive. And on all three of those matrix, this guy is claiming that these trucks are better. Autopilot, half the energy, cheaper and safer.
Well, he said also that it's 20%, it's going to cost 20% less than what it costs to run a diesel truck.
It's incredible.
And they're saying that the return on your investment is 2 years, which is extraordinary in itself.
Wow.
And you know, companies like Walmart, they've already said, wow, okay, they've ordered 20 of these trucks to test them out. And I don't know where this guy, he doesn't stop, you know, it's just like this kind of mind-blowing stuff. So let's see where he goes. These are the electric trucks. And he's certainly got a business model that is going to potentially work. So there's another disruption coming for you.
Okay, we'll do it again next week.